My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Talk New York sports on The Fan. 888-808-1019. Powered by Paramount Plus. Stream the NFL on CBS live on Paramount Plus.
All right, BT and Sal back on The Fan. This is going to be a treat every single week. This guy does what most of us are incapable of doing. I mean, even if we sat down and tried to scour the film and decipher what's happening, we couldn't do it like him, that's for sure. We're joined by Odyssey NFL insider Brian Baldinger, the host of the Best Football Show podcast. Insider Calls brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. Mayo game day be delicious. Hey, Baldy, it's BT and Sal. What's going on, buddy?
I'm doing great, guys. It's good to be with you. Just doing what I do here. I'm just kind of breaking these games down, so I'm going through the league and what happened this weekend.
Yeah, well, at least you're not on the bench press rack or trying to, put a car, squad a car.
No.
All right, so we'll get to the Giants, but let's start with last night here. The play calling, let me start with that. The play calling that the Jets had early when the game was still very much a game. Was it what you expected? What did you see with that, Baldy?
Well, they couldn't run the ball. They were terrible. They were terrible inside. I mean, just the run blocking was not crisp. They didn't move the line of scrimmage. So, Breece Hall didn't have much space. So that's the first thing. Because I thought they would at least be able to, because I didn't think the defensive line of the 49ers was great, but they were so much better than the Jets. So that's the first thing. Secondly, you drop a pass, you fumble a ball. I mean, you drop a pass and fumble the ball in the first four plays of the game, you have two terrible plays. So you don't convert a third down, and then you give up the ball, on the fourth play of the game. Like, that's a bad start for any team right there. So you're just trying to find a rhythm. And then finally, in the third possession, Aaron was really crisp to Garrett Wilson, and they kind of marched down the field, and they got themselves a score and got back into the game.
Would you make of Aaron Rodgers' performance, Baldy, being back at it, off the Achilles last year at age 40? How do you think he looked overall after breaking down the film?
He had a lot of good throws. I mean, he had good throws to Garrett and to Lazard. Three good throws to Lazard, one for the touchdown with the offsides, the free play. They were elite. I thought he was a little late with some. And look, he at times when he's got a scramble and move, he kind of looks like he's 40. And I think he would probably admit that right now. And so the movement that he once had probably isn't there yet. It might get better. I mean, it's just the first real action he's had. So I would think that he's got to kind of still work through some things from that Achilles tear of a year ago.
Yep.
So I think that will get better. But, at times when he's got to, spin and get away from the rush, it doesn't, he looks his age at sometimes.
Yeah, I noticed that a little bit as well. Even on some of those handoffs where he's got to really stretch it out, he's a little, I don't know if reluctant or just half a step slower. I thought that was fairly noticeable, even to us who didn't play the game at that level. Baldy, if you
like watching the game, I'm going to ask you to kind of forget what you know, which is hard. But if you didn't know Shanahan's reputation, if you didn't know anything about Robert Saleh's track record as head coach of the Jets, like just delete that from your memory chip here. Watching the game live, watching the film, were the Jets thoroughly outcoached last night?
Yes. Yeah, I mean, it's checkers in chess. I mean, it really is. It's an old cliche, but yes. I mean, there's nothing that the Jets tried to do or really could have done that Shanahan wasn't prepared for. He was so far ahead of anything they're doing defensively. I mean, you know, I mean, it's just, you know, they've got two good rushers there. Everybody else is just a guy. So you've got, you know, you got Quinnen and you've got Jermaine Johnson. That's the only two legitimate pass rushers. They had an answer for both those guys all afternoon long. They tried to get Quinnen freed up one-on-one with the rookie guard, Dominic Cooney, who's up to the task at times. But they, what Shanahan does offensively versus what the Jets, Ulbrich, and this is not a knock, it's just they don't have the talent. The talent isn't quite as good as I think what people think, especially without Hassan Reddick, because you got to have three rushers. But, yeah, Shanahan, like, he's amazing at what he is able to create and how he's able to scheme in the run game and in the pass game.
Well, Baldy, Saleh himself said, and look, he's a defensive guy. We know he's not going to go anywhere near the offense, and he's not capable of it, nor do we want him to with Aaron Rodgers here. But he said, what we saw last night defensively, it's not a problem. We'll fix it. Do you see it the same way? Was this more just about the Niners being dominant, or do the Jets have a problem defensively?
Well, I think they have a problem. I mean, you know, last year they had Bryce Huff as a third rusher. And when they got into certain situations where it was time to, like, pin your ears back and get after a quarterback, all right, Quinnen inside, Jermaine, Huff, that was pretty good. They don't have a third guy right now. Clemens isn't that guy. Will McDonald is invisible. You know, Saleh is just a rotation guy. Javon Kinlaw is a rotation guy. They got Braden McGregor out there going up against Trent Williams. That's not a fair fight. I mean, they don't have a third guy right now. So you could say, well, we could fix it. Okay, you're not going to see Shanahan's offense every week. That's true. You know, but, you know, Sean McVay, there's a bunch of guys out there that can run good offenses in this business that I think would give the Jets a hard time. Mm. I mean, they were lucky, you would think, you know, pregame, okay, McCaffrey's not playing. You're thinking, okay, this could be good for the Jets. And, you know, Jordan Mason goes for 147, and he made it look easy.
He did. He ran hard. Insider Call is brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. We're chatting with our buddy Brian Baldinger all football season here on the show, BT and Sal. You can purchase Hellman's at your local Walmart, Kroger, or grocery store to add extra deliciousness and creamy flavor to your game day dishes this football season. Well, I guess before we throw a little Giant stuff on the fire here, the only way it sounds like you think it's going to be fixed, maybe not fully, but fixed more than it is when Reddick gets in the building. I mean, you know how it works with contracts and accruing time and everything that they fines. What's going to happen with Reddick?
Well, I don't. You know, look, this is a standstill. I mean, I don't think Joe Douglas is going to cave. I just don't. Maybe last night might make him, but even if you could get him in, I mean, they haven't seen him since they signed him in March, so or whenever it was. So I don't know what kind of. Nobody knows what kind of shape he's in. Not many guys can miss that much time and go out there and play the next 16 weeks or whatever it's going to be effective. Like everybody, I talked to Nick Bosa last year. He's as good as there is. He missed all the camp, all the offseason, and he said it affected him all year long. And that's Nick Bosa. So I'm not comparing Nick to Hassan, but you miss camp and you miss the offseason and you miss, you know, it's a brand new team. It's a new system. It's a new way of doing things. It's not going to be smooth. I just don't, even if they get him in the building, I mean, he's got ability for sure. But even if they get him in the building, I don't know how much you can count on him right now.
Doesn't sound like Baldy's too high on the Jets. No. I look forward to having you on each week,
Baldy.
Well,
I don't want it's one game. I don't want to like dismiss the Jets. I think, you know, the one thing they couldn't do last night, they couldn't stay on the field. Like, you got to stay on the field to get into your offense. That's the one thing the 49ers did, is they kept converting third downs. And it was a variety of ways. The quarterback was awesome, the run game, the whole thing. But you've got to stay on the field to get into your playbook, to start getting any kind of a rhythm, to get the running game going, to get, you know, Aaron into a rhythm, to get, you know, to start to see what the defense is doing and not doing. When you're three and out and you're going to the bench, you really, it's hard to kind of think what you can do and how you can work your offense against them if you can't stay on the field. And they, you know, maybe this week, Tennessee, like, maybe they can do that this week.
Oh, they better be able to do that. Solomon's going to fix it. They better fix it in a hurry. How about the Giants, Baldy? I was actually surprised at how pathetic the Giants looked week one out of the gate at home against the Vikings. What do you see specifically from the offense? You know, Dable takes over play calling. They have neighbors. We've heard about the improved offensive line. Daniel Jones is healthy. I can't take watching Daniel Jones myself anymore in year six. I feel like I know what he is. What did you see from the film from the Giants on Sunday?
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges. And acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It was awful. It was awful. There's just no way to sugarcoat any of it. No, it was just bizarre, though. Like, Malik Nabers, I think, has a chance to be a star. But it took 14 plays into the game to even attempt to pass to him. Like, how can you not get the ball to your best player before 14 plays go by? And we know all the things that happened in the first 14 plays. I mean, it was ugly. But they weren't good up front. They couldn't run it. Daniel Jones, the one thing a quarterback has to do, you saw it from Brock Purdy last night. You saw it from Aaron. You have to throw the ball with anticipation. You have to trust that the receivers are going to be where they're supposed to be. And you got to, if you wait, you're either going to end up scrambling and you're not going to get anything like they didn't, or they're going to defend the pass. And then if you're going to wait till you're sure about the guy's open, you better stick it to where the defender isn't. And once, and he wasn't accurate with it.
No.
So it was not a good performance from Daniel. It's just, there's no way to look at it any other way. Now, the play calling wasn't good. The offensive line wasn't good. All the other things that we see, you know, for way too long, you saw it all last on Sunday.
Yeah, it was a big issue. And that was, you know, basically a pick'em game. Vikings by a point or so, whatever it was. Giants at home. They were booing, you know, three plays into the game. But I got to follow up, Baldy. We talk about the 14 plays that it took to get Nabers the ball. Was that, and I know you cut up every single snap, is that Jones having a potential window for Nabers and not going for it? Or was that just, it wasn't called and there was nothing there?
Well, it's hard to speculate, and that's all I would be doing. You know, I don't know what the progression is. I mean, none of us would know that. Only Brian and Daniel probably know it. But regardless, I mean, there's ways to get the guy a ball without, you know, trying to figure out what the progression is. I mean, I don't care if it's a hit screen. I don't care if it's a handoff. Like, put the ball in the guy's hands, one way or the other. Like, it shouldn't even be difficult. The guy has to touch the ball. Like, he's the one difference maker that they have in the whole offense. Like, he has to touch it.
We're talking with Brian Baldinger, BT and Sal on the Fan. We talked about, the Jets and their defense. You said you need three pass rushers. Well, the Giants, you know, we were told, obviously we know Dexter Lawrence and what kind of havoc he can wreak up front. They traded for Brian Burns and they had Kayvon Thibodeau, who, while I think was still underwhelming a year ago, put up sack numbers. And I watched the game, Baldy, and I didn't see him. You watched the film afterward. Did Kayvon Thibodeau play?
Well, I mean, anybody that went up against Christian Darrisaw got shut out. I mean, he was awesome, the left tackle. Now they rewarded him to be one of the best left tackles, and he played like it. Like, he pitched a shutout against both Burns and Thibodeau all day long. He's just basically stopped their feet from moving. Like, it was so impressive. Dexter Lawrence, you know, made a couple plays, as Dexter can do. I mean, he dominated their center. But it was not a good performance on any level from their pass rush. I mean, Sam Darnold goes out there and completes his first 12 passes in a row. You can't disrupt that guy at all. And then the play calling was superb by Kevin O'Connell. I mean, the pump and dump where they're, you know, putting Justin Jefferson in the backfield and they use him as a decoy.
That was pretty.
To get the ball to Jalen Naylor. I mean, it's a beautiful play. And, you know, I mean, Adoree Jackson, they're all biting on Justin Jefferson. I get it, but it's a, you know, it's an old college play, pump it and dump it. They got behind the Giants there. I mean, it's a great play call and it's a great use of Justin Jefferson.
Brian, final thing, and it's Brian Baldinger again, BT and Sal on the Fan. So, as the Giant fan picks up the pieces from week one and starts to regenerate a little bit enthusiastically approaching week two, eventually they'll get there enthusiastically. Just, I guess, 1 through 53, just broad assessment of the rosters. I feel like the Commanders have more talent than the Giants, but, you know, you're studying it deeper. Am I right or am I wrong?
I think they have more talent, especially on defensively, they don't have the two pass rushers the Giants have,
yep.
But they have a pretty good scheme. Joe Witt Jr. and Dan Quinn are pretty good at doing that. But honestly, Baker just carved them up on Sunday. I mean, he was barely touched. He had almost a perfect game, throwing 4 touchdown passes. I mean, look, Mike Evans and Chris Godwin, like, just carved the Commanders up. So, I mean, I would say there's opportunities there to get behind that defense.
Okay.
And to make some plays, for sure.
Nice. All right, there you go. All right,
and I think it would help. I mean, no offense to the Giants here, but those uniforms were unwatchable. So I don't know. I know they're celebrating 100 years of football. I get it. But it's hard to feel like you're going to – I don't know. Maybe it's just the way it looked on Sunday. The uniforms didn't help.
Yeah, all right. I don't care what they wear, Baldy. I can't watch Daniel Jones, period. I mean, that's the problem to me, but the uniforms didn't help.
They were definitely interesting. All right, Baldy, get back to splicing up that film. Get back to splicing up that film, buddy. We will talk to you next Tuesday.
All right. You got it, guys. Take care.
There you go.
It's
a pretty ominous assessment of our football heroes.
Now, again, he's watching the football. He's watching the individual film based off of 2 bad games. He's not projecting moving forward or anything like that, but it was obviously ugly for each team.
Yeah, but he did project that the Jets have, they're down a horse, and that he thinks the defense might be a little overrated.
He thinks
the Commanders might have a little more talent overall than the Giants.
Yeah, it was ugly for both sides of the ball. I can't wait to talk to him more, too, about around the league, but today we needed to hit both those pathetic performances. You know, specifically the pathetic performance from the Giants, and then last night, of course, the Jets' defense not showing up.
All right, let's get back to those Jet calls coming out. A little baseball as well this hour. BT and Sal take you up until 2, then it's Evan Atiki, and that was the Odyssey NFL Insider spot with Brian Baldinger, host of the Best Football Show podcast. Insider calls brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. Mayo game day, be delicious.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.